Joining me live in studio today with our monthly update from Lincoln County School District number 2 is Superintendent Matt Erickson. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, good. You're a whole month into the school year, so everything's still going just as smooth as ever, yeah?
You know, we're not without our challenges, but yeah. Man, we have some fantastic pilots, and our theme this year is it's not the plane, it's the pilot, and we have some fantastic pilots in our school district, and we've got 3,042 kids right now, and things are going as good as could be expected.
When you first became an administrator back in your principal days, did you ever think that you'd be saying 3,400 students in the district in a couple of years?
Well, let me make a correction. 3,042 students.
3,042.
But no, Duke, I didn't anticipate that we'd be over 3,000 students within my career. Yeah. But here we are.
Here we are,
and
right?
We've consistently been over 3,000 students for about 13 months now. So it's crazy. Yeah.
Superintendent Erickson in studio this morning. I think the first thing, Superintendent, to get to is school board. Have some elections coming up and some open positions. The first question is board member Lane Allred. He won another election recently as to become a state representative. So that bears the question, what happens to his seat now?
That's a great question. So as you mentioned, Lane Allred was the successful candidate, and we anticipate that he will be in the general election as well on the 8th of November for House District 21, I believe it is. So in terms of a timeline, board member Allred will be resigning. We anticipate mid-October. Be watching the paper and our website, those that live in Area 3 and have interest in applying to the school board. School board will accept applications for 10 days or so, and then they'll have a special meeting to appoint a new board member, and that new board member would be, we anticipate, being sworn in towards the end of the November meeting and ready to run. So,
And Lane's area 3 was not up for re-election this year, right? And so is that correct? And so this whoever's appointed would fill the rest of the 2 years is left?
Correct. They would be a board member through 24, at which time, obviously, in the general election of 24, it would be open again.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's short-cycled.
So just anyone, Area 3, maybe describe that area
okay,
for us.
Okay, so with the 2020 census, obviously the school board chose to follow the 2020 census and adjusted the areas. So the boundaries for the five areas moved north in our valley. So Area 3, which is the area that we're talking about right now, basically goes from if you take an east-west line across Star Valley, it goes from south Grover, south Auburn, to north Thane would be the area. So if you get on our district website, you can see the specific boundaries, but that's roughly the area.
Gotcha. Okay.
North Thane to south Auburn Grover.
And you're, again, expecting application period for that to be next month then?
So we anticipate that whatever that Wednesday is in October, I believe it's like the 12th-ish, that there'll be an ad in the paper and whatnot. That's school board meeting day as well, and that's when we anticipate that member Allred will be resigning.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today from Lincoln County School District number 2. You do have a couple positions on the board that are up for election this year, and some applicants have filed for that for the general election?
Correct. So Area 5, Dave Jenkins is running unopposed, and we appreciate him being willing to step forward and help us out there. He'll be a great board member. And then Area 2, we have a couple of candidates that are running in Area 2, and then Area 4, or at large, I believe there's 4 that have filed. So just would encourage everybody to get out and vote in the general election. And you know, Duke, because I'm looking at your cup here in the studio, it says I'm a radio host. I'm kind of a big deal, and that's extremely true.
Yeah, my head's kind of big.
Yeah, you are a big deal, Duke, and we appreciate all that you do. We're fortunate to have you here in Star Valley and the services you offer, but in my world, school board's a big deal, and so I strongly encourage voters to get out there and vote and let their voice be heard, and we really need some strong board members as we currently have that are pro education, obviously, and pro kid and pro teacher. So,
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio from LCSD number 2. One of the decisions the board recently made that has been kind of a big deal for athletics in the county is the approval of girls wrestling.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Just recently happened.
That's pretty exciting. In our September board meeting, the school board was gracious enough to approve women's wrestling for Star Valley High. And if there's Cokeville girls that want to participate, we'll be entering a combination school agreement. And then there's been some chatter as well about downhill skiing. And we're in the process of trying to enter combination school agreements for both Star Valley and Cokeville High to let our kids ski with Pinedale. If that doesn't work out, then we're pursuing other options, maybe with Jackson. Again, appreciate the board approving women's wrestling. Think there's going to be a lot of interest, and we've got that. The head coaching position is open, and here we go.
It's ready to roll starting this school year, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So starting here in 6 weeks or so.
Wow. It's not just as easy as saying, okay, we're going to do this. You mentioned you got to find the coaches, room for practices, transportation. I mean, there's a lot of that has to go into it to make this happen. And
schedule.
Yeah.
All of that, those things. Yeah. It's a big deal, and appreciate Rob Erickson at the high school and you know, Mr. Hatterley and Mr. Frazier helping to make this happen as well. Christy Clark, I mean, they're all instrumental in, because we're on a tight timeline, but it's going to be successful, and this will be the first year that, you know, winter of 23 when there can be women state titles won in Casper, and sure would be amazing to have the first all-class state title be a Star Valley Brave title.
Very well could be, too. Very well.
We'd love
could
to
be.
Hang that banner.
Right. Superintendent Erickson in studio this morning. Homecoming next week for both Star Valley and Cokeville.
Correct. October 7th. We're really excited about that. And again, would encourage people to get out and participate in the activities. There's a lot of fun things planned in both Cokeville and Star Valley. So,
Superintendent, appreciate your time as always. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention today?
I just, last thing I would like to mention is, you know, student achievement at the end of the day is really what we're all about. We often get off on, you know, athletics and school board elections and different things, but we have great kids and great families. We're not without our challenges, as I think I started, but we still have extremely high academic achievement, and that's directly tied to parents and teachers. So we're very appreciative.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up.